Hello, and we're back. We're back after a little bit of a break, and I'm really excited to be back. This is episode 310, and in it, I'm going to take you through a way of thinking about the areas that I believe that you need to focus on to help you have a great project and a great home. These are three building blocks I believe will make all the difference for you. Now, I first shared this concept on a webinar that I did earlier this year, and it was a concept that I've been working on for a while over the break between 2023 and 2024. So I'm recording this in March of 2024, and I worked on this concept for quite some time and then presented it in this webinar, and it really resonated with those that attended. So I wanted to bring it here to you on the podcast to help you as well, because I think it'll be really great to have just these three building blocks in mind as you're navigating your project and definitely as you're preparing and researching for it. Now, if you'd like to grab a full transcript of this episode, and I've also got some information on links, and I've also got some images to help you with these three building blocks, you can find all of that by heading to www.undercoverarchitect.com/310. That's the numbers 310. Now, let's dive in. I begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of country throughout Australia, and I recognise the continuing connection to lands, waters, skies, and communities. I pay my respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures and to elders both past and present. If we haven't met before, I'm Amelia Lee, the architect behind Undercover Architect. Based in northern New South Wales, Australia, I'm a wife, mum, and architect, and I've been working in the architectural industry since 1993. I founded Undercover Architect in mid-2014, and since then it has operated online to help and teach homeowners like you how to get it right when designing, building, or renovating your home. Undercover Architect supports hundreds of thousands of homeowners across the world through their project journeys via this podcast, the website, and our online courses and programs, including my flagship online program, Home Method. Consider Undercover Architect your secret ally. Whoever you're working with and whatever your dreams, your location, or your budget, it's here to support and guide you on this ambitious journey of yours. Grab access to my free online workshop, Your Project Plan, and learn super helpful information to save time, money, and stress in your reno or new build. You can find it at www.undercoverarchitect.com/projectplan. That's P-R-O-J-E-C-T-P-L-A-N. Now, let's get into the episode. So you can imagine that in all the years that I've been helping homeowners design, build, and renovate their homes, in working with them as their architect for a long time, and then since 2014 inside Undercover Architect, I've had loads of people ask me questions along the lines of this. They say, hey, Amelia, look, what do I really need to know to make this project work, to not waste any money, to get it right in my home design? You know, what do I need so that I can know enough so I don't get taken advantage of, to make the best decisions for the budget that I have to spend, and to create a home that I'm going to love living in? What do I need to do to have, to be, to know in order to have a great project and create a great home? Or, you know, questions along those lines. It gets asked in lots of different formats, but it boils down to kind of those kinds of ideas. And since starting Undercover Architect in mid-2014, almost 10 years ago now, I've definitely found that I've experienced these questions en masse, you know, rather than just getting them one at a time from potential clients when I'd go to their house to talk to them about being their architect when I was practicing traditionally as an architect. I find that these questions will now come in emails, in social DMs, in chat conversations on Zoom, and it'll generally be along the same lines. And look, it's totally understandable, because renovating and building, it can feel incredibly overwhelming to the uninitiated. It's a big expense. It's a big undertaking. It's a time-consuming process as well. And it has a long-lasting impact on your finances, your lifestyle, your well-being, and your life long-term. So understanding what you need to do and what is the simplest, most direct, and most effective way to achieve success is, of course, really worthwhile knowledge to have. But I've found that watching what homeowners will do to try and achieve that understanding is really interesting. And what people think they need and want when they're embarking on their renovation or new build, compared to what I believe they really do need to improve their project and their home, is also interesting.
And I've studied this a lot over the years to understand it more intimately. You know, I always love trying to understand what motivates people to make the choices and decisions that they do. And I've been like that since I was young, actually. So, and I've really loved working with much larger groups of homeowners inside Undercover Architect and being more exposed to your decision making and thinking, more involved in it, more in conversation with it, so that I can understand it more intimately. And in turn, of course, I can help and support you more effectively. So what I commonly see you are wanting when you're embarking on your design, building, or renovating journey for your home is this. You often want the process of building or renovating to be easy. You often want the solutions and outcomes to be fast to achieve. You often want some certainty in the process regarding cost and time and outcome. And you often want someone to hold your hand the whole way through. But it's really common for that last one, that desire to have someone to hold your hand the whole way through, to come with the caveat that you don't want to pay an arm and a leg for that help. And that's terminology that's often used in Facebook posts when I see people are posting to their community groups to access recommendations for help, you know, for professionals to help them. They say, does anybody know anyone? But I don't want them to cost an arm and a leg. Now, not all homeowners are like this, but this might be sounding familiar to you. And look, to be frank, it may even sound glib or harsh that I say that you want it to be easy, you want it to be fast, you want it to be certain, and you want for someone to hold your hand. But frankly, I actually think that's what everyone wants out of everything these days. You know, we're busy. Life is very full. We have a lot of competing demands on our time, our attention, our finances, our bandwidths. You know, and any undertaking, be it getting healthy and fit, making big choices for our kids, you know, building our careers or our businesses, and definitely renovating or building our family home, the easier and the faster it is, with as little risk and unknowns as possible and some assurance that it's going to have the best possible outcome, and with an experienced expert to help us avoid the traps and the pitfalls, you know, who wouldn't want that in everything important that we are doing? I think that those wants that I've described, they're exactly why the volume builder industry ends up building between 25% and 40% of new homes in Australia. And, you know, because what they really do promise is exactly that. They promise that the process is easy, that it's fast to achieve, that there's certainty about the outcome because you see the finished home built in a display village and someone is holding your hand the whole way through. That's what they promise. However, though, once you're actually inside that process with a volume builder, you'll soon discover that building a home on a site is actually a process. It is unique to your site. It's unique to your council, your selection choices, and your region. And so things can easily change in regards to time and money. And the holding the hand the whole way through, that will vary widely based on how the business is structured. You know, often the person that's holding your hand is the salesperson that you connected with at the beginning, or it might be some type of administrative support via an online platform. The custom residential process, though, where you're designing from scratch with an architect or a designer, and then you're working with a custom builder, well, anyone that is selling you easy, fast, and certain in that process is most likely a snake oil salesperson. They can offer to hold your hand the whole way through, but obviously for a fee that you need to determine the value of. And everyone's perception of what an arm and a leg is worth is actually different, believe it or not. So now, this is the thing. I find that often because homeowners will start out in their project knowing that, you know you want to do your project. You've heard all sorts of stories about projects going poorly, about the industry having issues and the cost of construction being high. You know that whatever you do, it's most likely going to involve a lot of money. And you also know that it's impacting your home and your future. So it's going to be significant and meaningful to you as well. But you're also super busy and life is very full. So what I see homeowners doing is that they go looking for tools. They go looking for a tool set. They look for the tools, the hacks, the quick tips, and the action steps to take. The printable downloads, the checklists, the quick buy kind of offers that you see floating around online a lot. That might be the dimensions that work, the checklist of items to assess in your project, the list of must-haves and deal breakers or mistakes to avoid. Now, of course, we have loads of helpful content like that in Undercover Architect because I know it's what homeowners are looking for. Let me just talk with you a bit about what I describe a project tool set as, just so that we can make sure that we're all understanding the same information. So the project tool set is the checklists, the guides, the templates, the expert recommendations, the suggested resources, the tips and the how-tos. And your project success, it is definitely enhanced when you have a great project tool set. Now, any project, any renovation or new build project, it involves making tens of thousands of decisions. You're doing something that you've never done before. And so accessing checklists and guides and templates, expert tips and recommendations and resources, that's going to become so helpful in shortcutting your timeframes and giving you more certainty in your decisions, streamlining your process overall, and leveraging the experience and expertise that's established through many other projects. A great project tool set, it'll make your decision making easier. It'll help you move through your project faster. It'll give you more certainty in your choices and your outcomes. And it also helps things not cost an arm and a leg whilst you're still being guided by experience and expert help every step of the way. This is the thing though, a tool set alone will not enable you to skip all the drama, mistakes, and extra cost and time. So to put it in building terms, the way that I think about it is if you only have the tool set for a great project, it's like starting to build your house from the roof down. You know, the right tool set is necessary, but without anything supporting it, you won't actually know if you're using your project tool set in the right way or if you're actually getting the best outcome. For example, I have seen loads of floor plan designs. They had all the right dimensions in them, but they were still a terrible design and a dysfunctional home. You know, great tool, but dimensions alone don't make a great home. I've seen budget calculators for renovations and new builds that give such misleading information about costs because of how the tool manages inputs and assumptions and how the person operating the tool uses it. Now, so it can be a great tool, but it's a garbage in, garbage out situation. Now, whilst there are predictive steps to any project journey and there can be a series of formulaic choices and decisions, because you are creating a custom outcome on a unique site in a specific location and region, and you're using individual people and processes to make it happen, plus you are unique and special as well, that means that there's a huge amount of interpretation that's required in applying any tool set to any project. So what do you actually need to access to hold up that roof to complement your tool set so that you know how to use it more effectively in your project? Well, if you can upskill yourself to be educated and informed for your project and you can develop a skill set that combines with your tool set, then you'll definitely be in a better position to have a successful project. So what do I mean when I refer to skill set? Well, think of it as the collection of competencies and proficiencies that an individual will bring to a task, a job, or a situation. It represents the diverse range of abilities and talents that enable someone to effectively perform duties, to solve problems, and to achieve goals within a specific context or domain. So when it comes to designing, building, or renovating your home, your skill set, it's not about you having to know how to execute everything yourself without professional help or support. Your skill set in a project, it's not about you replacing a professional skill set. Your skill set in your project is actually the set of skills that enables you to know that things are going as they should, that best practices are being followed. Your skill set enables you to interpret and to apply your tool set for the individual and unique execution that your project requires. And your project skill set entails you understanding the steps to take, knowing the questions to ask, who you need, what they should be doing, and how they should be doing it in all phases of your project. Your project skill set means that you've got the ability to navigate your project proactively and methodically. And that'll make your project experience easier and faster because you'll know that you're not taking the wrong steps, you're not wasting time on the wrong things, or you're not chewing up unnecessary effort, money, and stress on the wrong choices. Your project skill set, it can help you avoid mistakes, it can help you avoid getting misled, and it can definitely give you more certainty. And because you're in a better position to choose the right team and be an active and informed collaborator, knowing more clearly how to navigate your project each step of the way, you can optimize the money that you spend on professional help and you can work more efficiently and effectively with your team. This is what a project skill set can do for you. But, okay, and there is a but, because you might be thinking, okay, right, tool set and skill set, I'm sorted. Not quite. Remember I mentioned there were three building blocks, all right? This is the thing. If your skill set, if it's not working from the right foundation or it's based on incorrect, inexperienced and untested advice and input, you will have the know-how and the understanding, but you won't have the strategic ability to apply your knowledge effectively or the confidence, resilience, and flexibility to navigate the unexpected hiccups and hurdles along the way in your project. I picture the skill sets as your walls of your house. So you'll have the walls holding up your roof, your tool set, but you won't have anything to support those walls as you navigate your project, especially when challenges arise, because not everything goes like clockwork in a custom project. So your skill set and your tool set need this third building block. And that third building block is your mindset, because your skill set and your tool set need to actually work together with your mindset. Your mindset is the foundation on which your skill set and your tool set can be grounded for the best impact in your project success and your future home. It's important to understand why your mindset is so critical in your project. And this is because creating your future home is a hugely personal endeavor. It will bring up all sorts of things for you. You know, our homes, they're not just buildings. The process of creating them is tied up with memories, nostalgia, sentimentality, the dreams that we have for our family and ourselves. Our homes are also generally the most valuable financial asset that we own, and their impact, the impact of our homes, can be generational. So there's a money mindset issues that come into play and a whole raft of other things that we're dealing with. In addition, there's also your mindset, and this is something that I see play out time and time again with homeowners. Your mindset around feeling worthy and deserving of the environment and life that your future home will bring, and also your understanding of yourself, what feels in alignment with you, and your values and their expression in your project and home. Your mindset's going to be impacted by both conscious and subconscious or unconscious beliefs as well. They're actually subconscious, but they behave unconsciously. And this can make just a real cocktail of stuff to bring to your project. And in the years that I've been doing this, I feel like the elephant in the room, the thing that I often see homeowners discover. And I've actually shied away in the past from talking about it explicitly, but I'm now being much, much, much more upfront about it, is this: your project mindset. It really matters. It really matters in how your project goes. And I find that the aspect of your project mindset can be really unexpected part of the process of building or renovating for many. It can catch you out, and it can feel really confronting when you start to realize that this is what's at play. I remember when I first talked about these three building blocks in a webinar a little while ago, and I mentioned the project mindset as the third building block. One attendee actually typed in the chat, "Wow, I hadn't actually clicked until now that my mental state is actually so important in preparing to renovate as well as everything else." Now, your mindset, if we think about what your mindset actually means, it refers to the established pattern of thinking, beliefs, attitudes, and perspectives that shape how you perceive and approach the world, situations, challenges, and opportunities. It encompasses the mental framework through which you interpret events, you make decisions, and you respond to circumstances. And mindsets can vary widely among individuals, and they can profoundly influence behavior, motivation, resilience, and overall outlook on life. So your mindset impacts how you show up in your life. And how you show up in your life, of course, is going to impact how you show up in your project. It's going to impact how you operate, the choices that you make, how stressful things are for you, how you can speak up for yourself, how you can call people to account, how you can have difficult conversations, and how you're doing things in alignment with the life that you want to create for yourself. And of course, this is going to be so prevalent when you're creating your future home. Your project mindset and how you support it, how you grow it, and how you manage it in your project is critical in helping you to be strategic and solutions focused, and flexible and resilient when challenges present themselves. Now, mindset is what helps you be a great communicator, a great client, a great project manager, a confident collaborator, and the ambassador that your future home needs to turn it into reality. And your project mindset is what will help you stay motivated, maintain momentum, manage stress along the way, and achieve the incredible accomplishment of building or renovating your home. Now, the best kind of project mindset sets you up to do three things. The first thing is that it helps you be strategic in your project, optimizing what's possible for your budget, your timeline, and your future home. The second thing is it helps you be flexible so that you can navigate changes and uncertainty while achieving your overall project goals and managing stress. And the third thing is it helps you be resilient so you can be solutions focused and you can ensure that any challenges can be navigated with confidence and not derail your project or detrimentally impact you. Your project mindset forms the foundation that you build your skill set and your tool set on to create a great project and a great home. So picture these three building blocks as a house. The ground and the foundations are your mindset, the walls are your skill set, and the roof is your tool set. You need all three building blocks to create your finished home. If you only have a tool set and a skill set without your project mindset, then you'll have the roof and the walls. You'll have the know-how and you'll have the tips to execute in your project. But most likely you won't have the confidence, resilience, or motivation to navigate your project across its duration. So consider it like you've got the subject matter and you've got a game-changing script to do your life-changing TED Talk, okay? You know what you're going to talk about. You've got all the words written out. But you are a complete nervous mess at the thought of getting on the red dot, and you cannot for the life of yourself get yourself on stage because you don't have your mindset in place. So this life-changing information that you have to share will never see the light of day, all right? That's what your project mindset is when it's missing from your skill set and your tool set in your project. That's what it's like. All right. Now, if you only have your skill set and your mindset, but you don't have the tool set, okay, so you have the ground and the walls, but you have no roof, then you will understand what you're supposed to do. You'll be able to motivate yourself through the challenges and the hurdles, but you won't have what you need to simplify and speed up your decision making or audit your process along the way. You'll have just made it a heck of a lot harder for yourself. So think of it as this analogy, all right? And I've tried to create analogies to explain what it's like to have only two but not have the third. So the skill set and mindset without the tool set is like you know how to paint a house. You've got all of the mental ability to tackle it. You understand what you need to do. You've even got the paint. You know what a massive job it's going to be, and you know what color you want to paint it. But you don't have any paintbrushes, you don't have any ladders, and you don't have any scaffolding. So, you know, this is large-scale finger painting basically. And the tool set of the paintbrushes, the ladders, and the scaffolding is going to dramatically speed up your ability to apply your skill set and use your mindset to make that job much easier. So this is the thing that you definitely need the three building blocks together. Now, what happens when you have the tool set and the mindset, but you don't have your project skill set? So you've got the roof and you've got the foundation, but you're missing the walls. Now, with the tool set and the mindset, you're going to be mentally in the right position. You're going to have the quick tips, the checklists, the guides, you know, all of those kinds of things. But without the skill set, you won't know when to best apply and to execute what you do know and have the confidence for. And so this is like having the confidence to tackle a really complex recipe to cook for a special event, you know, and you've got the ingredients and you've got the quantities listed out and you're in the right place mentally to try something new, but you've never used the equipment before. You've got no clue how to turn the oven and the cooktop on, let alone what temperature to use and the method to turn all of those ingredients into something tasty. Your mindset will tell you that you can have a crack at it and that you could fluke it, but you could stuff it up completely and you could end up wasting a lot of money and time and needing to scramble to order takeaway so that people have actually got something to eat. So think of these as the three building blocks that you need to create a great project and a great home. You need all three: the tool set, the skill set, and the mindset. So if you're asking me, Amelia, what do I really need to make this project work, to not waste money, to get it right in my home design, to know enough so I don't get taken advantage of, to make the best decisions for the budget that I have to spend and to create a home that I'll love living in? You need your project tool set, skill set, and mindset all working together to help you navigate your project confidently and collaboratively, to know that you're getting it right, that you're getting what you're paying for, and you actually can enjoy the process of creating your future home. Okay, and that's it for this episode. It's a little bit of a shorter one, but I hope that you found it helpful and that you can picture those three building blocks as you research and prepare for your project and navigate it as well. I really did want to share this concept with you on the podcast because it was really amazing to see people really resonate with it when I shared it in the recent webinar. And it's lots of fun when I can create things for you that help you understand more simply how to really get yourself in the best position possible for your project. And also that can disrupt perhaps what you've been thinking you need to acquire for your project versus what I know will actually make the difference for you. Now, if you'd like to grab a transcript of this episode, I've got a free download of it at undercoverarchitect.com/310. I've also included some images there to explain this concept of the tool set, mindset, and skill set to you more effectively. So make sure you check those out, because I think that that will help you really visualize what I'm explaining here on the podcast, and you can have those and print those out for yourself so that you can really remember it. If you're wondering about how you can actually access and develop a tool set, a skill set, and a mindset that you need for a great project and a great home, wherever you're at in your project and whoever you're working with and wherever you're located, this is the whole reason that Undercover Architect exists, you know. I do share content that works from all three of those building blocks. I've got loads of information to help you get it right in your new home or renovation. And I have been talking about mindset a lot more explicitly over the last year or so. And definitely we talk about it a lot inside my programs as well. So this is the thing. Those three building blocks, you will find lots of help for yourself on Undercover Architect, and you can do the work of researching this yourself. You can, you know, research online, you can collate from the vast and copious resources that are available on Undercover Architect, and of course other online resources as well. But if you would like to save time and make your research and your project preparation and your education far simpler and far more efficient, then make sure that you check out Home Method. Home Method is Undercover Architect's flagship online program, and it really is the proven way to enjoy your project and to create a home that you'll love living in without the stressful, unexpected or costly mistakes, dramas and budget and time blowouts. And Home Method deliberately packages up the tool set, the skill set and the mindset support and education all in one location. We've got over 47 videos, templates, checklists and guides to simplify and speed up your decisions and help you make all of that easier and faster for you so that you can ensure that you're getting it right. It's going to upskill you in the four phases that every project travels through, which are pre-design, design, pre-build and build. And it's also going to support you develop that strategic, flexible and resilient mindset as you're surrounded by like-minded homeowners on a similar journey to you. And of course, you can access my personalized help and guidance along the way. So think of it as the course, the community and the coaching that you need to have an enjoyable and successful project and create a fantastic, functional, feel-good home, whoever you're working with and whatever your dreams, your location or your budget. You can find out more about Home Method by heading to Undercover Architect. It's on the menu, and also homemethod.com.au. As always, thank you for tuning in and for letting me be your secret ally. Until next time, bye. Just a reminder, all content on this podcast is provided by Undercover Architect for reference purposes and as general guidance. It does not take into account specific circumstances and should not be relied on in that way. You should seek independent verification or advice before relying on this content in any circumstances, including but not limited to circumstances where loss and damage may result. The views and opinions of any guests on the podcast are solely their own and may not reflect the views of Undercover Architect. Undercover Architect endeavours to publish content that is accurate at the time it is published, but does not accept responsibility for content that may or has become inaccurate over time.